The seventh lesson tonight is John 1, the mystery of Emmanuel, God with us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, we thank you on this holiest night for the gift of your Son, our Savior, Jesus. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and be with us in this time and place, we pray. Amen. It's been a wild year, hasn't it? Lots of unexpected headlines, scandals, and disasters. And then we come to Christmas, which has its own unexpected happenings. Christmas, for most of us, is a wild and chaotic season with family, friends, parties, shopping, decorating, and worrying about all of the above. It can be full of friends and family, and still we can feel alone. It's a time of great expectations, expectations that none of our Christmases can live up to. So it's not surprising that we might come to Christmas and ask ourselves, where is God? Where is God in the world this year? Where is God this Christmas? The Gospel of John reminds us that God is right here with us. God became one of us. The prophet Isaiah called Jesus Emmanuel, which means God with us. John says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Greek word for dwelt means tabernacled. Do you remember what a tabernacle is? In the Old Testament, it was the tent where people would worship God. The tabernacle was built to house the very presence of God. It was a sign that God was always with them before they had the temple. Presbyterian pastor Eugene Peterson, in his Message translation of the Bible, puts it this way in John 1:14. He writes, "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood." I love that. In other words, God is never far away. Jesus is in our neighborhood. I guess the question is, have we seen him lately? And where do we find him? You know, Christianity is the only world religion that believes God became human, flesh and blood, just like one of us. This is the great truth that sets our faith apart from other faiths. Our God is not remote and unapproachable. Our God has come to us in person. He did not just write us a letter or send us a representative or speak laws from a mountain. He came to us as one of us. The infinite became an infant. The eternal one became a little one. It's known as the incarnation, the flesh and blood of God. Jesus himself says in John 14:9, "Because you have seen me, you have seen the Father." In Jesus, we get this permanent glimpse of God. In Jesus, we see the very face of God. One pastor wisely said, "No act of God in time and history gives us more reason to hope than the incarnation. At the right time and in the most undeniable and unforgettable way, God stepped into our world of sin and sorrow to break the grip of evil and save us from ourselves and all the forces that deface the image of God in us. On one night of all nights, God entered our world. This child was more than he appeared to be. He was more than just a man. He looked like us. He grew up like any other child, but he has a reason for being here that not only required him to be human, but divine. In him, we get the permanent glimpse of God. In him, we came to know more about God than has ever been known before or since. Only in Jesus do we get to see the face of God. No one else, not even those closest to God's own heart, got to see the face of God in the Bible. Moses, do you know what Moses saw? Moses only saw the backside of God. Elijah heard a still, small voice. Samuel heard God calling his name. Jacob wrestled with an angel that he knew was the Lord, but none of them saw the face of God. Then Jesus came so everyone could see the face of God in this man, in this perfect human being who was one of us. So is the God we find in Jesus a different God than the God of the Old Testament? Over the years, many people have argued just that, that the Old Testament God is a God of wrath and vengeance, an angry God, and the New Testament God is a God of grace and love and mercy. No. John reminds us that Jesus is God, and Jesus was God from the very beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. Jesus is the very same God we find all throughout the Bible. It's just that we don't fully understand the character of God until we have this God in the flesh. Jesus is, as Isaiah and Matthew say, Emmanuel, God with us. Hebrews 1 puts it this way. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many various ways by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by a son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all creation by his powerful word. I love that. He is the exact imprint of God's being. Last week, Kara sang one of my favorite Christmas songs called Welcome to Our World by Chris Rice. It's about the incarnation. Listen to some of these words again. Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we would have known. But long-awaited holy stranger, make yourself at home. Bring your peace into our violence. Bid our hungry souls be filled. World, now breaking heaven's silence, welcome to our world. Fragile finger sent to heal us. Tender brow prepared for thorns. Tiny heart whose blood will save us. Unto us is born. So wrap our injured flesh around you, breathe our air and walk our sod, rob our sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God. St. Augustine described Jesus this way, our Lord came down from life to suffer death. The bread came down to hunger. The way came down on the way to weariness. The fount came down to thirst. He so loved us that for our sake he was made man in time, although through him all time was made. He was made man who made man. He was created of a mother whom he created. He was carried by hands that he formed. He cried in the manger in wordless infancy, he the Word, without whom all human eloquence is mute. So friends, if we are looking for God, if we are looking for signs of God in our world and in our Christmas, we have to look for Jesus. And where do we find Jesus? Well, we find him in the Word of God, the Bible, for he is the Word. We also find Jesus in the church, in the body of Christ, in the people sitting all around you right now. Although the church is certainly not perfect this side of heaven, it is a place where Jesus dwells. It is his body here on earth, which means we also find Jesus in worship, in the music, in our praises, and in our prayers. In fact, Jesus told us in Matthew 18:20 that wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And in Matthew 25, we learn that we find Jesus Whenever we give and serve and reach out to the least of these, anyone who is hungry or thirsty, naked or sick, imprisoned or a stranger, anyone in need. It's interesting that in John's Gospel, this last lesson, there is no nativity scene. Instead, John talks about Jesus as the Word, the Light, and the Life, which means that finding Jesus takes us well beyond Christmas Eve, because we can find him even without a nativity scene or the Christmas tree or the celebrations with friends and family. Jesus can be found in our midst all the time, in ordinary life, faith, worship, and service. You know, sometimes people doubt that God appears to us today, that God talks to us today, but I think just the opposite is true. I believe God speaks to us all the time. God shows up all the time. God speaks to us in our thoughts, our prayers, and in other people. We believe God is always with us. So how do we notice God in the flesh in our lives? Do any of you remember as a kid learning stop, drop, and roll for fire drills? Well, what if we learn to stop, look, and listen for God in our everyday lives? We just never know when and where Jesus will show up. This is what it means that our Savior became one of us. It means we can meet God if we have the heart to notice. It means we can be Christ, a light shining in the darkness for someone else this Christmas, if we are willing. In an old Broadway play called Green Pastures, playwright Mark Connelly has a moving and memorable scene where the Lord is looking out over the earth, trying to decide what to do with the sinful situation on earth. Gabriel comes in with his horn tucked under his arm, and sensing the Lord's dilemma, he asks, "Lord, is it time for me to blow the trumpet?" "No, no," said the Lord. "Don't touch the trumpet, not yet." God continues to worry, and Gabriel asks the Lord again what he plans to do. "Will you send someone to help the situation? Who will it be?" Gabriel makes some suggestions. "How about another David or Moses? You could send one of the prophets, Isaiah or Jeremiah. There's lots of great prophets up here. What do you think, Lord?" Without looking back at Gabriel, God says, "I'm not going to send anyone. This time I am going myself." That is what it means. Emmanuel, God with us. And to that, all God's people said, Amen.